you know I get litty. Used to get around till you gave me them digits.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, but I want you to call up. Call up. Let's chop up game. I'm going to take a lot of calls today. And holla at me. So y'all don't move a muscle, man, because we'll be right back. The commercial break is going to be short, so don't move a muscle. We'll be right back on Tariq Radio.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
Yo, if you are a parent or if you are a teacher or if you're somebody who just values education, then you have to pre-order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an animated DVD series that uses hip-hop to teach kids lessons in math, language arts, drug prevention, and much, much more. You need to check it out right now at giftedandlit.com. Pre-order right now at giftedandlit.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Yo, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq, ready to chop this thing up. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. Shit, I had a brain fart, almost forgot the damn number. Nevertheless, we're here. I hope everyone has their 1804 movie. I hope you have your 1804 DVD, still a hot seller, the top-selling DVD in the game right now on documentary films, 1804movie.com. And what we have now, we have the ability for you to watch the movie instantly. Go to the official site, 1804movie.com, www.1804movie.com. You can get the DVD or you can watch it instantly. We got the website connected to Vimeo, so you can watch instant streaming of the film. But you should still have the DVD. You should definitely have the DVD. You want to have it in your possession. You want to have it so you can physically show it at home with your family and friends and just really chop it up. It's a great movie to share with the family. That is 1804movie.com. Ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you still have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 DVD. So get that. Now, what's up? Who we got on the phone?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Adrian from Atlanta.
Adrian from Atlanta. How you doing, brother? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. I got a quick question for you. So I'm in high school. I'm about to go to college. And I know you're very well-traveled, so I want to ask you, do you think Texas A&M, which is in College Station, or North Carolina A&T, which is in Greensboro, as far as, like, you know, Dayton and stuff like that?
I would probably say Texas, you know, because that would give you a good experience to be kind of far away from home. And Texas is kind of cool. I like Texas. And okay. I think that would be a good experience for you because, you know, North Carolina, that's over there, right, not too far from Atlanta. So that's almost like being at home to a certain degree because I know a lot of North Carolina people go back and forth from Atlanta. But to get a real good culture change and a cultural experience, I would say try Texas A&M and see how that vibes with you. What are you going to college for? What are you going to major?
I want to be a civil engineer.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Proud of you, man. I love to see young brothers get out there doing their thing. But, man, yeah, travel, man. Go out there and see what's popping and do your thing, man. And good luck to you, brother. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Man. A lot of stuff we want to talk about on today's show. Let me get one more call because I want to get into some heavy stuff real quick. But what's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tay from the DMV.
Your name is Jay?
Nah, Tay. Short for Taylor.
Tay, like T-A-Y, right?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Tay?
Hey, man, I just want to ask your opinion on the way I think about when I date women. I usually tell women, you know, I date strictly black women.
Right.
I have this little moral pack, like, I don't like to interact or date black women that have ever smashed white dude or... Does that make me weird or anything like that?
You say you don't want to smash. Who don't you want to smash?
Specifically black women that I've ever dated or had sex with any kind of white guy. I mean, is that like something wrong? Is that something wrong to think that way?
I see. You don't want to really get down with no sister that has been with a white dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your own preference. Exactly. A lot of white dudes don't like to be with white women who've been with brothers. And some dudes kind of feel a certain way about sisters who've been with white dudes because I think a lot of times sisters engage in what I call, well, what Neely Fuller and Francis Welsing says, it's gutter sex. And it's not all, but we do know that we are still in the system of white supremacy. And when people in the dominant society, especially the white supremacist male, have sexual relations, it's always something to maintain their dominance. And then it gets into real degenerate, degrading type of sexual practices. So you don't know what them sisters out there doing with these white dudes. So, you know, I kind of get the apprehension to a certain degree. But, you know, that's your personal preference. Are you dating somebody now?
Nah. I mean, yeah, I am a Nigerian chick, so, you know, I kind of qualify and ask her, kind of, you know, she's ever done anything with some white dudes, you know, they look at me weird, though, sometimes.
Let me tell you something, brother. But, let me tell you something. Those are some of the main ones. Them Nigerian women, nigga, don't let them fool you. Umchuke can't wait to get with a fucking white dude, nigga. Let's be real as shit. Umchuke cannot wait to get with a fucking white dude, man. They love...
My last one...
Go ahead.
My last girl was Nigerian, and yeah, she used to hate white dudes. She told me that, and then one day, you know, we broke up, and I followed with a white dude.
Exactly. Don't let them talk that bullshit. Nigga, you got some of them Nigerian women, the minute they hit Britain, they get on the boat, the minute they get off the boat, they fucking somebody white. So they can try to get an anchor baby or something, nigga. They love white people. Big time. Don't let them fool you. And the dudes over there, too, they love them some white women, too. Shit. Don't let them fool you, man. Look at them motherfuckers' action. Don't let them run that game. People talk a good game. And a lot of times, a lot of sisters have this secret bed-winching thing that's going on. They'll act real pro-black or whatever, but they be low-key, you know, fucking a white dude for the rent money and shit like that. So you got to be real. Watch motherfuckers' actions. You dig? But anyway, man, thanks for the call, brother.
Right.
And that's what we're going to talk. Let me get into today's topic because I want to talk about that. Today's topic, family, we're talking bedwinching by proxy. That's what I want to talk about on today's show, bedwinching by proxy. There's a lot of undercover bedwinches out there, and there's a lot of wannabe bedwinches. Now, there's a big difference between the undercover bedwinch and the wannabe wet bedwinch. Now, my brother who was just on the phone, he has dealt with undercover bedwinches. these are women who come over and they act like, you know, they all pro black and all this old stuff, but low key, they be secretly letting these white dudes smut them out. One of my partners, man, a promoter, Carl the Promoter down in Miami, real good brother. And I've talked about this before on Ustream. My man Carl has a white Russian friend, and his Russian friend just smuts out sisters left and right. I mean, these are like corporate sisters that this white dude, he smuts them out and takes pictures of them and sends them to the brother, to Carl. And Carl's shown me the pictures. I've seen this white dude, this Russian white dude, he's not no balling dude or nothing, just a regular dude with just dozens and dozens and dozens of pictures of these sisters naked that he done smutted out down there in Miami. And a lot of undercover bedwinches are out here. Now, you have those kind, and the sisters will fly. They were like real fly chocolate sisters, and there's usually a type. Usually real dark, kind of slim. That's usually the type that's the undercover. Then you have the wannabe bedwinches who weren't quite fly enough to get a white dude. These are a lot of those black feminists that you see on Twitter, these kind of out of shape looking chicks who pretend to be black feminists. They're not really black feminists. They just really want a white dude, but they're just not up to par to get one. So they desire to be bedwinches. And we've been hearing and seeing a lot of bedwinches coming out the woodworks over this Meghan Markle, I think that's her name, engagement to Prince Harry. The by proxy bedwinching is on fleek right now, as the young ones would say. Prince Harry of, you know, the quote unquote royal family, he got engaged to this black woman, and people are trying to say, well, she's biracial. See, they're trying to clean it up now. She's black. She's a black woman, just a light-skinned black woman. Some people say she might not identify with black, but look, in a system of white supremacy, you got a black mother and you have identifiable black traits and characteristics, then you are black in a system of white supremacy. Don't let nobody fool you. There is no biracial in a system of white supremacy. All that, you know, people try to cushion it up by saying, well, she's just as white as she is black. Bullshit. You're either white or you're non-white. If you're classified as non-white, you are classified as a victim of white supremacy. Still, the real white supremacists, they'll let you know. And let me tell you something. Don't think that these people, the so-called biracial black people, get some kind of pass. They really keep them on a short leash, because those type of Negroes can sneak in those Africoid genes. This is what all that racial cleansing in Europe was about. The racial cleansing was really about getting those white people who had identifiable Moorish bloodlines. See, black folks are a threat, but you always subjugate black folks. But it's those tricky ones, those people who are still classified as white, but they got some of those Negro traits, some of those fixed mulattoes who could pass. Those are the threats that you got to wipe out. You got to understand how white supremacy works. It's some real sick shit. But with this Meghan Markle lady, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. And some images, you know, you can look at her and she does her hair a certain way and she lighten up a little bit. She could pass. But in other pictures that are pretty much untouched or whatever, you can tell, you can look at her characteristics and tell there's some Moorish blood in there. There's some Africoid in there. Some of the pictures I've seen some of those edges when she didn't press them all the way out. We know who's who. Now, with her, I don't know if she identifies as black. She might be one of those, well, I'm Camblin Asian. She might be one of those kind, because I haven't seen any evidence of her actually identifying with black. But that's another thing, though. That doesn't make her any less of a victim of white supremacy in a system of white supremacy. But again, her mother's black. Her mother's clearly black. Her mother has, like, dreadlocks. Now, her mother might have been doing some bedwinching. I don't know. Because contrary to popular belief, I don't say that you're a bedwinch just because you date interracially. Bedwinching is really the mindset you have once you're in that interracial relationship. I don't say you're a coon if you date interracially, but your mindset you have once you're in that interracial relationship is going to determine if you are a coon. It will determine if you are a bed wench. So I'm not saying that Meghan Markle is a bed wench. I don't know if she is or not. I don't think she is. I don't know. I do not know. I'm not saying she is. I'm not shitting on her union. I'm not shitting on that at all. And I see a lot of people saying this is the first time there's going to be a woman of color in the royal family. And y'all know that's a crock of bullshit. That's a crock of bullshit. They know that. Especially people in the UK. Y'all know that's bullshit. Y'all know y'all got some of those Moorish strains in the royal family. You had Queen Sophia Charlotte, Queen Charlotte, who was infamous for her African bloodline and her identifiable mulatto features. Charlotte, North Carolina is named after her. And there's others. King Charles, the black prince. Many people say he had that Moorish bloodline. They used to call him the black boy when he was growing up. So, you know, that bloodline, that Africoid bloodline has been there in the royal family for a long time. You understand? But this is a very interesting thing. Because in Europe right now, especially Britain, you know, you got a lot of white supremacists out there talking about Brexit is really a racialized thing where they're trying to do some ethnic cleansing. They're trying to get the quote unquote Muslims out. And we know that Muslim is a code word for non-white. So now to have this black woman bringing those Moorish Africoid genes into the royal family, a lot of white supremacists are in a tither. There's a lot of nigga talk, nigga this, nigga that among them. They know what's up. They know what's up. But the thing is, what's interesting is this engagement has brought out the bedwench in a lot of people out here. A lot of the wannabe bedwenches here are trying to live by proxy through their engagement. There are articles. Have you seen some of the articles that have come out? I'm going to read some of the articles that have come out about this engagement. One comes from, which one is this? The Daily News, Philly.com, is written by a black woman named Elizabeth Wellington. And this was on Philly.com. The headline says, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's engagement is even more proof that black women can have their happily ever after. That's an actual headline that somebody wrote. These mainstream media publications, they know who to get to work for them. They vet for coons and bedwinches to write for them. Just that headline alone. You marry somebody white, that's your happily ever after. Because let me be clear, based on that headline alone, this is a racial thing, because understand, it ain't about him being a prince. There have been women over here, American black women, who've married Ethiopian princes, real wealthy African princes as well. You don't see them gushing and doing all this shit over, talking all that fairy tale shit for these African and Ethiopian princes. And these dudes are sitting on long money. You don't see them doing that talk with them. And from what I understand, there was a recent marriage with some African royalty and an African-American woman, a black American woman. That was recent. You didn't see all this hoopla over that, especially from some of these by proxy bedwinches. But this article goes on to say, I woke up Monday morning to the news that actress Meghan Markle was engaged to Prince Harry. And it looks like the couple will tie the knot in spring. Exciting. Maybe it's the prince's red hair. Maybe it's his scruffy hipster beard. Maybe it's his penchant towards humanitarianism. Who knows? All I know is I've been a fan of Harry the Heartthrob for a minute. This 33-year-old highness brings out the cougar in me. God damn. Oh, wow. I mean, she can't even hide the bed winching. I mean, she's sucking white daddy balls. She's sucking zaddy nuts so hard in this. This is beyond him just being a prince. The heartthrob. Oh, Harry, the heartthrob. Skip, stop. You know how you feel embarrassed for somebody? You know how you feel embarrassed for somebody? I mean, this is just embarrassing for a black person to write some shit like this. But it goes on. It says, Markle, best known for her role as Rachel Zane on the USA Network drama Suits, identifies as biracial. Her mother, Dora Raglan, is black. Her cinematographer dad, Thomas Markle, is white. That means Markle will be the first woman of color to enter the notoriously stogie British monarchy. She won't have the title of princess because she doesn't come from royal blood, but we do know she'll have perks. So in addition to the crazy speculation or preparation of what will she wear that will go on in advance in the royal wedding, there's one more exciting piece of this modern day fairy tale. A woman of color, a 36-year-old divorced American black woman, has straight up landed herself a real life prince. Hallelujah. She literally has the words hallelujah on here. Let me stop again. These bed wenches, and this is the thing. This is bed wench talk. This is what a bed wench sound like, because this goes beyond just the person and the personality and just you dating somebody interracially, being in an interracial relationship. This is white person praising. This is you deifying a white person. All that hallelujah. This is you making the white person into your god. That's what makes you a damn bed wench. This goes beyond just interracial fucking dating. This is like, thank you, Jesus, for bringing me your son type of shit. I mean, this article is just, and I've been seeing a lot of bed wenches coming out with talk like this. Let me read the rest of it. I mean, goddamn. This news is particularly heartwarming when black women are constantly inundated with purported statistics that try to prove that we won't get the happily ever after. Take the thing from Facebook feed this weekend, attempting to explain why former first daughter Malia Obama would be kissing a fellow Harvard student who is, gasp, a white guy. Never mind that Obama may just like the 19-year-old Rory Farquharson, whatever his name is. Now, let me stop right there, because that's another thing. Malia Obama, she has a little bedwinching thing going on. And my problem with her is that her little white friends that she keeps hanging with, they keep exposing her. They keep leaking videos about her little goofy ass. She's going out with her friends, smoking, drinking, kissing up on them and all this old shit. And they leaking videos of her every week. A video of her smoking weed, they leak it. A video of her twerking, they leak it. A video of her drinking, they leak it. They leak everything about her little goofy ass. She's so game goofy. But hey, you want to be accepted by those suspected white supremacists laughing in your face and exposing you? Knock yourself out. I don't cape for the Obamas at all. I don't cape for them at all. I'm letting the Obamas hold their own damn nuts. You gonna learn one way or another. You gonna have to learn the hard way. But I digress. But let me finish reading some more of this article. Okay, let me see. So I say, this is why I sat at another Thanksgiving table without a partner at my side, because nobody finds me attractive, because there are articles saying that black women are the least attractive, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. If black women are so undesirable, why is it that everything from our cornrows to our curvy behinds are being appropriated by the likes of the Kardashians? These stats continue to reinforce the jacked up notion that the single college educated woman is on the fast track to being an old maid. And that makes happiness much more elusive. The negative cycle, especially in dating, sucks us in. This is why the Markle engagement news is giving me life. She's helping to change this sad narrative into a fairy tale. Let me stop again. See, a lot of bedwinches are looking at this as some kind of Cinderella story. It's not a Cinderella story. It's like some kind of come up for them. They're looking at it as some kind of come up for them. And it's not. And this praising white zaddy, this is not a come up for you. This is not a come up for you at all. We're still in the system of white supremacy, and y'all jumping around like y'all won a prize. Like, oh yes, white zaddy found me attractive. Well, look, white zaddy has always had sexual relationships with sisters. That's nothing new. And them bringing her in, the so-called the royal family. I mean, again, they've always had the black bloodline in there, but again, they're going to have her on a short leash. And my thing is, I hope she's careful. Because the thing is, when these royal people, and there's another one of those people in the royal family, he had he was messing with a sister, and they got a black son somewhere that this dude ain't never really around, from what I understand. So they always dipping into some chocolate. But the thing is, when these royal family members start messing around with that African bloodline, you got to be a little careful. You better be very cognizant where you are. You are still in a system of white supremacy. Because, see, black folks, we have a tendency to start looking at things symbolically and try to live through people symbolically. And you have these bedwinches trying to live symbolically through one of these exceptions to the rule or the exceptions to the norm. And you think, okay, well, damn. That's a win for us. No, you're still under the same system. You still have to deal with race soldiers. You still got to deal with the same bullshit. As a matter of fact, this makes the white supremacists go more codified with their white supremacist aggression. Because the optics of a black person in the royal family, they're like, okay, well, I got to hunker down on these niggas. As a group, just like with Obama, you notice when Obama got into power, and I say power very loosely, just the visual of Obama being there meant that the white supremacists had to codify their white supremacist aggression on the black masses. This is why so many black people were killed under Obama. But Obama was powerless. He couldn't do shit or didn't do shit for black society, but that didn't stop the white supremacists from hunkering down on us just in case we got any ideas of rising up or doing anything that would be self-sufficient or empowering. Yeah, Negroes, we love symbolisms. We're real big on damn symbolisms. And we got to get off that symbolism bullshit. But let me read another article about this. And this one is even more bedwinchy. And this article is from Shondaland. I think this is some website. It might be from Shonda Rhimes' website or something. It's called Shondaland. Shondaland.com. And I think it's something about Shonda Rhimes. Let me look at the about page real quickly so I can be clear. Yeah, it is. It's something. It's Shonda Rhimes' website. And you know Shonda Rhimes, the producer of the number one bedwinch propaganda show in the country right now. That is Scandal. Scandal brings out all the bedwinches, but this came from Shondaland. And this was written by Kendra James. Let me see if that's one of those pretend feminists that stay on Twitter talking greasy. Let me look up Kendra James real quickly. Does that name, that sounds like somebody from Shea Butter Twitter. Let me look it up real quickly so I can, hold on. That Kendra James sounds like Shea Butter Twitter. Hold on one second. Y'all, bear with me one second. Kendra James. I think this... Okay, yeah. So I'm looking at Kendra James' Twitter page. And it's just dripping with Shea Butter. It's she's one of the Shea Butters. All right. Now, this article, this says, Meghan Markle's magic in this year of horrors, it's important to celebrate life's victories, however they present themselves. That's the headline. This is a life victory to the bedwinches. The article goes on to say, black girls, please turn on International Players Anthem and repeat after me. We win. Yes, we, us, black girls, we win. Meghan Markle's engagement to Prince Harry is a win for all of us. Yeah, the monarchy is a total capital B bad, a colonist system from a far gone era that's a drain on modern day resources. But for today, this week, we win. We won so hard that Whoopi Goldberg couldn't even wait to move on from Meghan McCain's wedding, and she was sitting right next to her on national TV. God bless. I don't know what that's the reference to. For the next months, I will watch, read, listen to, and otherwise consume every piece of media leading up to, chronicling, and eventually based on Meghan Markle's spring 2018 nuptials. How much do I have invested in this couple? I'm dead ass actively looking forward to watching Paula Patton star as Meghan Markle. Between the collapse of American democracy and the rise of American white supremacy, mainstream culture, and whatever else the hell is going on over here, it's been a long year for black people. It's been a long year for anyone with any ounce of sense, but living in America in 2007, iOS is 100% worse when you have to do it, knowing damn well that none of this is your fault. I don't know. This is babbling. I don't know what she's saying. So Meghan Markle is our prize for making it through 2017. Meghan Markle is the Bachelorette finale that we deserve. Meghan Markle is the long beacon of hope that 2018 is going to be lit. Meghan Markle's engagement is a sign that the powers that be approve black royalty for 2018. And yes, I understand that she's going to be a duchess, not a princess. We also don't give a fuck because we won. We got a black princess from Crenshaw, and we got the hot prince. We got the hot, imperfect one, but we got him. Oh my God. Notice that the hot prince, that white daddy praise. My God. I mean, this is bedwinching by proxy. This is straight up bedwinching by... No, somebody said it's satire. This ain't satire, family. Unfortunately, it's not. Unfortunately, it's not, dude. You can see how people are reacting to this. You can see who the bedwinches are. This is how you can tell if you got an undercover bedwinch. Just look at how certain people are reacting to this. Are they looking at it as a personal victory? Oh, they can't. They're living by proxy through her. They're bedwinching through her. This, how hot. He's so hot. Prince Harry is, he looks goofy as fuck. I mean, I ain't hating on the dude, but the way they're talking, this motherfucker is God on earth. He's the hot prince. We'll ignore that he wore a Nazi outfit. I won't even get into that. That doesn't matter to them. That don't mean shit. But just the symbolic victory that they think that they're getting. We black folks got to get off that symbolic bullshit. We love being pacified by living through somebody else. And that pacifies the shit out of us because we don't want to do the real work that it takes for all of us to empower ourselves. Because truth be told, a lot of us don't want to be empowered. A lot of us want to be right there under white zaddy, just like we were in the plantation days. We have that same mentality. This is why we can't get any kind of real black empowerment. This is why, because we got these undercover coons and we got a whole bunch of undercover bedwinches who can't wait for white zaddy to bat their eyes at him or white mommy to give him the flick of the lips and then you go running melting. We got to understand that white mommy and white zaddy approval is something that black people too many times value. We want to be accepted by white mommy and white zaddy so bad. Too many of us value that over empowerment. We value that over the collective empowerment of our group. We value bullshit. And like I said, don't think that this symbolic victory is going to transfer to anything that's going to trickle down to black society. And again, I say for this sister who's marrying dude, and I'm not knocking. I mean, he knock yourself out. If you like the dude, you like the dude. I'm not even knocking their union. I'm not knocking that. But understand this. Over there, they don't really play too many games with trying to reinfuse that bloodline with that Morris blood. You know, it took them a minute to try to fuse out some of that Queen Charlotte bloodline that she got from the Moors in Portugal. It took them a minute to fuse that out. So they're real funny style about that stuff. Y'all better understand. Look, y'all know when Princess Diana, when she got into that car crash and died, see, she was in a relationship, a low-key relationship, with an Egyptian dude, that African bloodline, that Dodi Fayed, I think that's his name. Is it Dodi Fayed? Somebody in the chat room help me. I think it was Dodi Fayed. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. Help me in the chat room. But I know he was an Egyptian dude. And understand, a lot of these Egyptian Arab dudes, or these dudes living over there in Egypt, even though they are quote-unquote Arab, to be an Arab, you got to have an African bloodline. That makes you an Arab. You understand that? Let's be very clear. Even though they might be on some coon shit and they think that they're white or whatever, but to be an Arab, you have to have an African bloodline. That makes you an Arab. You dig? But she was with Dodi Fayed, the son of a billionaire. I mean, they sitting on long money, but that don't mean shit. In a system of white supremacy, they don't give a fuck about all that. Nigga, where's that bloodline coming from? So she was fucking with Dodi Fayed on the low. He was in the car with her. They both died. The official story was that her and Dodi Fayed, they were running from the paparazzi, and then they crashed. I'm telling you now, that's a crock of bullshit. I'm telling you now, let's just use logic. Who's going to run for their lives from somebody just trying to take their damn picture? Them dying in that damn car crash where they were running for their lives wasn't about no goddamn paparazzi. That's been the official story for years, and that's a crock of bullshit. They knew somebody was after them trying to kill them. As a matter of fact, I want y'all to Google this because the media, they try to hide this, but Dodi Fayed's dad, I think his name is Muhammad. Muhammad Fayed, he even said that there was a hit out on his son. He said his son and Diana were executed by the M16. That's the Secret Service over there in Britain. I think they call it something else now, but back then they called them the M16. All my UK people know what I'm talking about. But Dodi Fayed's dad said that it was a hit on them. He said that, then they try to bury that, but I want y'all to Google that. He said that whole running from the paparazzi, that was some stage shit that they put together later. The dad said this. This is how serious they were about that damn bloodline. You understand me? Is it the M16? Somebody said it's the M6. It's the MI6? Okay, I said M6. It's the MI6. My bad. They call it something else. It's the M5. Now, what do they call it now? MI6? Okay. MI6. Okay, I said M16. That's why I asked my UK folks. But again, the point is, you got to understand, they don't fuck around when it comes to that damn bloodline. Nigga, white supremacy is the law of the land. You think you sitting on a couple of billions, but if you're the only one sitting on it, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. These white supremacists do not fuck around like that. And we can't keep harping on these symbolic victories that don't mean nothing to nobody. You understand me? And we got to understand how white supremacy works, because we think just because there's white people around us who are friends with us, who wants to lay up with us, people who want to kick it with us, we think that this means that they're all right, that they're not going to practice systematic white supremacy against us. We got a bad habit of thinking that. We got a real bad habit of thinking that. I was arguing with a suspected white supremacist the other day on Twitter. I was arguing with this guy the other day because he hopped in my Twitter mentions, and a lot of these white supremacists do this. But this guy, what is his name? Hold on. This guy, Dan Bilzerian. Have you guys heard of him? He has a popular Instagram page. And he's this millionaire. He's a professional, quote unquote, professional poker player. Dan Bilzerian. He's a professional poker player. So, as a matter of fact, he was in the news recently, you know, when they had that shooting up there in Vegas. He was running around filming himself. He ran and got his gun. He does all this wannabe tough guy shit. He runs around trying to be like Rambo, this little short bearded white boy who looked all steroid up, looked like he'd injected himself with all types of shit. Little old short fucker. And, oh, I'm about you're jumping ahead of me, chicken hot pie in the room. You jumping ahead of me. Yeah, he's friends with Floyd Mayweather. He was in Vegas during the shooting. He's running around. Yeah, I gotta go save people. He's running, he's just a fucking phony. But he hangs around a lot of rappers. He's hanging around Meek Mill. He hangs around Chris Brown. I think T-Pain did a song about him. A lot of Negroes hang around him. He hangs around Floyd Mayweather, all these people. And he jumped up in my timeline. Hey, Tariq, why are you always talking about white supremacy and Nazis, man? Ain't no more Nazis. Man, you need to stop race baiting with all your black power talk. He jumped on my timeline with that bullshit. So you know I had to get in his ass. You got to watch cats like that. See, they love hanging around niggas as long as niggas are in awe of the trinkets that they got. See, the niggas who hang around him are people who are impressed by his little bullshit. Which I'm not. I don't give a fuck about. And, you know, he's all on Instagram with all these strippers and shit. These old methed out, ugly ass strippers. I ain't impressed by that. Little coon ass niggas are impressed by that. Not me. I done been in the streets. I done seen all that and better. But he hops on my timeline accusing me of race baiting because I call out white supremacy. He's one of those kind. Trying to call me out for calling out white supremacy. Now, understand this. This little fucker is a Trump supporter. You understand? Anytime anybody get offended by you talking about white supremacy, usually they're white supremacists. So he's a Trump supporter. There's pictures of him with Mel Gibson. I called him out because I found some of his little racist jokes on Twitter. He done told little racist jokes. So he's a little suspected white supremacist. But the thing is, he likes his Negroes under him. He's one of those kind who hangs around a lot of black folks and you think he's cool, but on the low, at the end of the day, he's still team white supremacy, and any black person trying to challenge that system, he has a problem with it. Just because a white supremacist is slumming with you, that don't mean shit. They're still in the system of white supremacy, and white supremacy helps them, especially him, because I called him out. He tries to go around like he's this big financial mogul. He flaunts his money. He's all in these different countries that I've been to, by the way. I've been to all the little countries he's been to. But I had to earn mine in spite of white supremacy, not because of it. But the thing is, I called him out. I said, look, dude, stick to being a trust fund fucking baby, because that's all you are. And that rubbed a nerve with his punk ass, because that's what he is. he runs around throwing his little money around like he's some kind of financial wizard, like he, like some smart motherfucker who came up with a way to get a whole bunch of paper, like he made all his money from poker. He did not make all his money from poker. This little asshole is a trust fund baby because his dad was a fucking money laundering thief who went to prison for money laundering. His dad was a part of that whole Wolf of Wall Street bullshit, I think. His dad name was Paul Bazarian, something like that. But his dad stole a lot of money. They scammed a lot of money. And what the dad did before the dad went to jail, the dad washed the money in trust funds. You understand? The dad, and that's some shit that black folks don't know about. The dad put the money in some damn trust funds. And a lot of times you can't fuck with them trust funds. And the trust fund went to the sons. See, the white supremacists, see, even if they do crimes, they're allowed to clean that money up and pass that money on. Even Trump. Oh, I got receipts. Oh, see, he didn't know that I had receipts on his little dumb ass. Oh, yeah, he's a little trust fund baby. He didn't make all that money from no damn poker. His dad put the damn money in trust funds. I know how that shit works. I study finance. I know the little scams and hustles these dudes got going on. The dad put the money in a trust fund and gave it to the boys. And now he runs around like he's some big, yeah, man, I made all this money from poker. I'm a genius in poker. No, you a genius in having white supremacy have your daddy pass that dirty ass money down. And that's how white supremacy benefits you. No wonder you like white supremacy. And I told him, I said, look, black criminals, we don't get to pass our money down. That's why you like white supremacy so much and you don't want it challenged. We don't get to do a crime and pass that damn money down. Everything gets confiscated. All those drug kingpins, those black heroin kingpins of the 70s, they didn't get to pass that money down. The Frank Lucases and the Nicky Barnes, that money didn't get passed down. They confiscated all that shit. They drained all those accounts. They didn't get to put shit in no trust funds. They didn't. If they did, the lawyers who they tried to do it with turned them in. You think white supremacy allows you to pass down dirty money? Just like Trump's dad. Trump's dad had a bunch of whorehouses. His granddad Trump. That's how the Trump family got that money. The money was passed down to Fred, and then Fred passed the money down to Donald. Donald's another one. Donald is not no hella smart businessman. Donald Trump's dad gave him $1 million quote-unquote loan. Donald Trump is another fucking trust fund baby. They like to run around like they're these big financial geniuses, and they're not. They just get wealth passed down to them, and they act like they got the key and the secret. No, the key and the secret is fucking white supremacy. That's the key and the damn secret, that you got the money passed down to you. Bush family too, all of these people, the Kennedys, all of these people, they got their money from illegal shit. The Kennedy family were bootlegging like a motherfucker. Nigga, the Kennedy family was bootlegging like a mug. You dig? We don't get to pass that dirty money down. Like Freeway Rick, where'd all his money go? They took his shit. He didn't get to pass that money down. If we get busted for some kind of crime, they're going to drain the whole family's account. They're going to watch every dime you make. They're going to look at tax forms. They're going to look at houses in your name. They go through our shit with a fine-tooth comb. Even if it's legit, they go through our shit. You dig? Somebody said Frank Lucas has some million stashed away. I doubt it. I doubt that. I don't think Frank Lucas has no million stashed away. I don't believe that. Yeah, I don't believe it. They would have got that all that time he was in jail. They would have got that money from him. Man. But the thing is, you got to understand where you are. Just because somebody's hanging around you and laughing and joking with you, understand they know that they benefit from white supremacy. They'll hang with Negroes and kick it with you and laugh and ha-ha and kiki with you, but they want that system to still be intact. They depend on that system of inequality and inequity. Y'all don't understand how much they depend on that system. That's why they don't like talking about white supremacy from a systematic standpoint. They think, okay, if I hug a few niggas, I ain't no racist. I'm not a white supremacist if I'm hugging niggas. And we fall for that. We think just because somebody's marrying us, we get to marry into the royal family, that white supremacy is going to go away. No, the system is still intact. Y'all got to understand the system. What's up, Fresh said he had $250 million. They took it before he went in. You goddamn right they took Frank Lucas's money. They didn't take his, they didn't let that man hold no damn millions. I don't believe that. They took his money. I know they took all his money. They didn't let that man have no money. They don't play that game with us. Say Frank was arrested for welfare fraud 6 years ago. Wow. Is that real? I got to look that up. That's interesting. Hold on. Let me look that up real quick. Let me see if he's bullshitting. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Somebody said Frank Lucas was arrested for welfare fraud. Let me see if that's real. New era. Okay, I don't see that nowhere. Okay, I don't see that nowhere, so. Okay, I don't see that anywhere. I just looked it up, and I don't see it nowhere, so I don't know. All right, so I don't know. I don't see that anywhere, so you have to provide a link. You dig? But yeah, I do know he came out broke after 5 years in jail. Yeah, they take all your money, man. Yeah, they take your paper. We don't get those same privileges. But again, like I said, we got to stop being on some symbolic shit. We got to stop living symbolically through other people. We got to stop being by proxy coons and by proxy bed wenches and understand that the system is still intact. And everything we do, it has to be to remove the system and create a system of justice. Understand, system, system, system. You got to keep that in your brain. Because we do little bullshit symbolic gestures that has nothing to do with replacing the system of non-justice. Every move we make, we have to look and see, okay, how is this going to maintain the system of white supremacy and non-justice? How can this replace the system of justice, of white supremacy with justice? Everything we do, we got to see, are we doing something that's going to help us replace this unjust system with a system of justice? Every move we make, we got to think in those terms. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. It's been real. Get your DVD, 1804 right now, 1804movie.com, 1804movie.com. Get your DVD right now, ladies and gentlemen. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, ladies and gentlemen. Go to tariqelite.com to get all the fresh gear, all the t-shirts, shoes, hats, glasses, all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Check out my man Corey Holcomb's show, The 5150 Show. I was on there this week, had a great time with Corey, Zoe, Darlene. Shout out to Darlene. I got to have Darlene on the Ism Radio Show to talk about her book. Her book is Definition of Down. Very good book. Talks about her life with Ice-T, and I really want to talk to her about that book. Real good stuff, man. And I got to have all those cats on the show. Shout out to Layla and Brandy Live. They got a YouTube channel that they're doing. So I did their show last night. It should be up. Shout out to Claudia Jordan, the Unstable Podcast. I was on there last week, so I've been doing a lot of people's shows. So shout out to them doing their thing. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. I'm going to holla. Y'all have a good one.